Cinco de Mayo, or May 5th, is a celebration of Mexican heritage. Over the years, many have believed that it marks the celebration of Mexico's independence, but it's not true. Here is a bit of history. The 19th century had been particularly brutal for Mexico. After a bloody struggle to win its independence from Spain in 1821, in 1846, Mexico fought against the United States, and then a civil war in 1856. These conflicts left Mexico bankrupt and its military depleted. Mexican president at the time, Benito Juarez, declared to suspend the 2 years of the loans to Mexico from England, Spain, and France. These countries were upset, and in 1861, these nations planned an invasion. But France did not want it just a payback. Napoleon III wanted to overthrow the Mexican government. In 1862, French troops tried to reach the city of Mexico from the port of Veracruz, but a surprise awaited them in the city of Puebla. There, along with a few thousand soldiers, General Ignacio Zaragoza waited for the French troops in a fort. Mexican troops killed over 1,000 French men, and they withdrew. Cinco de Mayo has become Mexico's commemorated holiday. People remember with feasts, mariachi music, and traditional dances. Celebrations continue today north and south of the border. In fact, I can say that commercial interest in the United States has made Cinco de Mayo very festive, even more than Mexico itself. In Omaha, Cinco de Mayo has been celebrated for more than 100 years. The first celebrations of Cinco de Mayo in Omaha took place at Hascom Park. Nowadays, the celebration, before the pandemic, was drawing over 250,000 people on its 3 days of parades, music, food, and carnival. Celebrations stretch a few blocks on South 24. Marcos Mora, executive director of Casa de la Cultura, the organization in charge of planning this event, says that things are back to normal for the most part.
This year, you know, it's going really good, although not to say that we haven't had hardships. You know, we're still looking at, you know, inequities in funding, you know, against, you know, other things in Omaha that are happening. It's hard to get really equal funding. Despite, you know, Cinco de Mayo is actually Omaha's largest event. A lot of people don't realize that. I didn't realize that.
Mora says that Cinco de Mayo is a celebration for everyone.
Cinco de Mayo is really we say it's a family fun-filled day for everyone, right? Because it is. It's families. It's really family-oriented. Yeah, it's a different culture, but it's an inviting culture. They love other people. So we would say, hey, we welcome you. Come on down. Try the food. Try to get this experience. You'll hear music that you probably never heard. You'll see, you know, kids around, and, you know, it'll be a good vibe. So we're hoping that more people will start to come down and visit South Omaha.
In addition to feast and carnival, Cinco de Mayo celebration seeks to be part of Omaha in different ways.
So, I mean, it's a big production. We work all year long, and, you know, and funds, you know, go back into scholarships, into our youth groups. We have internships, actually students from UNO. And so we're really, we're starting to feel some growing pains because expenses are going up, but revenue is not the same, and we can't keep increasing prices. So we're hoping to build more partnerships with, you know, with companies, philanthropic, you know, communities that maybe will help support, you know, South Omaha.
Everything starts this afternoon with a coronation of Miss and Mister and a musical group from Mexico. Tomorrow, a parade of 100 floats, entertainment, and food. Lots of food. On Sunday, Mass at 10:30 a.m., and Mexican cowboys show their dancing horses. Visit cdmomaha.com for more information. Or just go south on 24th Street. Easy to find. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.